The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Nobody fucking move. This is the episode you've waited for. If you're new here, where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, you probably shouldn't want to listen to this episode first.
If you are old here, this is the one you want. This is the one you're like, should I pull over? Should I be drinking while I'm doing all of it? This is it. Because it's not just that due to popular demand, we're going to fix both Jada Pinkett Smith and her concubine Wilhelmina, the fresh princess of whatever the fuck Jada wants.
How dare you?
Not only are we, her because concubine. The people screamed for it, we're going to fix them. Here's a list of the shit we must touch on before then, okay? It's actually a pretty gay week here.
And Dominic, once you're done with this list, I also have to tell you, say something that like null and voids everything you just said. Continue.
Okay. So first of all, I'm giving them a cliffhanger and you've just cliffhanged my cliffhanger. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow threatening to leave show business. Britney Spears gives the world a gift and makes sure it doesn't have an additional Timberlake on it. Meryl Streep is getting a divorce or has gotten a divorce. Paris Hilton's baby looks literally looks like it's from another planet. Wait. John Stamos has the nerve to release a biography betwixt Barbara and Britney. Who the hell does this queen think she is?
Speaking of unmitigated gall.
unmitigated. Wait. These final two things are major. Oprah Winfrey and Gail King are teaching a fitness class. You sometimes silence is best. And finally, in the gayest of all categories, tickets are on sale for all of the performances in my 7-city tour of my holiday show. More on that later. Let's begin first of all with Gwyneth, because this was something you didn't know until I told you that she had, in an interview a couple of days ago, said that she's eventually going to sell Goop and leave show business. And when she leaves,
Selling Goop.
This is what she's saying.
In the text.
And when she leaves show business, she's going to disappear completely from public life. No one will ever find her.
Okay, so you mean to tell me Goop is just like, I'm going to like just do the ultimate disappearing act. I'm liquidating my business and just I'm out of here.
Yeah, she is. Now I'm quoting eonline.com. which is like hearing it from Jesus, let's face
Correct.
It.
Absolutely.
Gwyneth Paltrow will soon be ready to live the Goop life out of the public eye. The Oscar winner shared that she plans to sell her wellness empire Goop in a few years and then retire from the spotlight. However, she has no idea who may buy her company. We're not ready to sell yet. Is this where we announce our first GoFundMe?
No.
Yeah!
Okay.
If I gave world, so that's not even if I gave you my Venmo right now, would you donate to the Fixing Famous People Venmo we could buy Goop?
Yeah. We should do a Kickstarter. Yeah, we need to do a Kickstarter. We want to buy Goop. People would donate, by the way.
We would rename it. We're not calling it that forever. We're not going to call it
Poop. Obviously, it'd be called Poop.
We cannot call it Poop.
Okay, but what you're saying to me does not say that she's like going to be like live a life on the lam and like not.
Well, no, not on the lam, but she went further on in the article to say like she wouldn't be in the public eye at all.
No
one would ever see her.
This is the most Goop thing ever, though. Mm-hmm. It's for her to be like, I'm just going to like live in the middle of nowhere where no one can see me because that's what like wellness is. Do you know what I'm saying? It's
sure.
She's like ratcheting up the Goop level,
sure.
like to a new level where she's sure. like, you don't even know what I'm doing because that's how other level of mindfulness I'm being is that I'm cutting myself off from society.
And you know, this whole thing is probably just a piece of performance art that she's somehow going to buy the non-fungible token of and then sell for $4.2 million.
And like, she just is saying that so that then people will start to like talk
about
it.
She's playing us all again?
Well, she wants to get the conversation up about selling her company. She wants like investors to start circling. Oops, maybe we'll sell and see if some like huge investment hedge fund is like, we'll buy it right now. Like, how's $45 billion, Gwyneth Paltrow? You know what I mean? That's what she's doing. All right. Not for nothing, but her thinking about selling Goop is not important enough for us to continue discussing on this podcast right now. I'm sorry to say. Any other day, we would be eating it up, but we have much more important things to talk about. Continuing on.
Britney Spears. I mean, many things from the upcoming, well, out now, the biography leaked.
Well,
over
that
the past
was my week. That was my null and void is that we're speaking right now on Monday. And when this episode comes out on Wednesday, the world will have shifted on its axis in a way that we've never seen. Tomorrow is the biggest day of my life. I wish I was joking at all.
Listeners, he's not joking. The release of the Britney Spears, I mean, are we still, we're going to call it an autobiography?
Autobiography.
How dare you? That Chris is taking off the day from work.
I sadly can't and know that
can't?
I can't take off the day from work anymore, which is so upsetting. Know that Real Housewives of New Jersey will be calling ambulances for me all day.
I think you should at least, in recognition of the day, treat it like the Sabbath and not use any electronics the entire day.
The book is going to be on my phone, so how am I going to do that?
No, you've got to buy a hard copy.
Already have the audio book. I can't wait for it to show up at my door. It needs to be
there. How did I not get that job? How did Michelle Williams take that gig from me?
It's upsetting. It is. You should be upset about it.
I have a sexier voice than her. I definitely have a more feminine voice than her. No offense, Michelle. And also, I've been impersonating Britney Spears on this podcast for almost
like 4
weeks.
Hey,
y'all.
Yeah.
By the way, that is also what the fucking title of the book should have been. Hey, y'all. Instead of this 19-year-old photograph.
The fact that
the woman in me.
This is the other thing. Last Tuesday is when we found out about the schmortion from Justin Timberlake that she had when she was 19 years old. And that, like, again, if we could jump on the mic and just talk about it for an hour, we would have. However, we couldn't. But it rocked my whole world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful. I mean, I think she is a saint because if there had been, can you imagine a 20-year-old Timberlake at this moment would be doing? Would be getting lined up to be someone fixed on this podcast and also 100%. Annoying the planet in some sort of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I was going to say Justin
it
Bieber.
It would have been so irritating. So
yes.
Britney Spears, on behalf of everyone, thank you. Thank you for aborting Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God. Dominic Pupa.
She said that she did.
I don't thank her for that.
Well, I'm just speaking from my heart. God. Okay. Hi, y'all.
Anyway.
Hi, y'all.
I mean, I wish I could say more, but like, I am going to be shaken like a rattle tomorrow. Like, by the time this episode is out, know that the world is different, a different place. And I'm excited to see what kind of a place
we
it is.
Will later in November be doing a show about Britney.
Yes. We need the dust to settle. Because anything we do in the next couple weeks is just going to be null and void again, because every day is going to be a new humongous article. I'm certain about it. So we need about a month lead time, and then we're ready to go.
So now I want to just switch away from Britney
That? And know that the guest we have for that episode is a behemoth in the industry. That's all. Continuing on.
They are going to think Judi Dench is coming on this podcast. Well,
maybe she is.
First of all, if she was, I would be passed out until then.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't even make it there.
I wouldn't even make it there. So switching over from Britney Spears to someone with some talent, Meryl Streep.
I'm so mad at you.
Meryl Streep is getting a divorce from her husband of 45 years.
No. They've been separated for years.
Yes.
That's what it is.
6 years.
It's not they're getting divorced. She's like, oh, Jada, you think you're this is cool and that you think you're the only person that did this? How about me and my husband have been doing this as long as you have? That's what
they have separated. I wonder why they're not getting a divorce.
It's way too expensive.
I guess, but who, I mean, they seem friendly.
Also, like at that point in your life, I'd be like, whatever.
They've been married for 45 years.
What's the point at that? Correct?
It is, but you know, I mean, good for Meryl Streep, honestly, because maybe she's finally realizing that she's Meryl Streep and she should start living like it. Because you know how I feel about
it.
I feel the same about the wealth. I if you are a celebrity, you should be exploiting it in as many consensual ways as possible. Like Meryl Streep, it doesn't matter how old women to me are only start being sexy around the age of 45. Meryl Streep is still a vital sexual being. She needs to get out there and just get some Hollywood dick. She could definitely fuck Bradley Cooper. She's been fucking. I want
names.
They've been separated
for years.
That doesn't matter. But she's been fucking. Like
she's
who?
The most celebrated
like,
actor. Throw,
give me some names. Benicio del Toro. Is it possible that she's having sex with Benicio del Toro?
She's probably going ham on people and loving it.
And I don't want to hear no one gross. No, like, I don't want Harvey Keitel. Don't insta us names of, like, people you think are funny that I will find repulsive if they are intimate with Mary Louise Streep. She got married too young. That's the thing. She married this guy too long ago. Now she's sowing all the oats. Because when you're the best at what you do, you should have your... You should just have pick of the dick for the rest of your life. Well,
and you know what? It's crazy that even the most celebrated actor to ever exist trying to steal the thunder away from Jada Pinklet Smith, as you call her, didn't even make a dent.
Well, because Meryl's like, oh, look, this is how you can do it. Not be full of shit and also not tell the entire world. Like, this is how you do.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
But that's what makes Jada Jada. You know, I was thinking about Barbara Streisand took a very long time to get married. And she played the field. That's someone who's at the top of her field who that's what I can't wait for her book for.
Oh, no, we're lining up.
The liaison, like, because she had a bunch of them.
Should I? Okay. Am I soft pitching both of us right now going on Chelsea Devantes' podcast to do
Barbara Streisand? Oh, sure. For sure. Yes.
She'll hear this. That's all. Wink.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand waited a very, like, she was married to Elliot Gould when she was, like, a child, and they were married for 5 minutes, but then she waited, I think, until she was in her 50s, and when she finally got married, she was like, I want to marry the hottest motherfucker alive, just like, I want James Brolin. Do you think she was like, bring me James Brolin?
Probably.
Because that's the kind of power Barbara Streisand has. She probably was just, like, went through... like a who's what would we have back then if we didn't have the internet? The who's who in Hollywood?
Who knows? But I'm Dominic, I'm so sorry to rush you through. We don't have time to talk about Barbra Streisand. We have so much more to unpack.
Okay, let's talk about Oprah and Gail teaching a hiking you love class this. I just on think Peloton.
You are like loving this. I am like, yeah, of course this is what they're doing.
It is hilarious to me. Not only do I think Oprah and Gail doing a hiking class is great, I think that they should conduct their respective interviews in
while doing
the
it.
Hiking class. Like what one of them, like, can you imagine Oprah and Meghan Markle having hiked? You know, like,
yeah.
Were you silenced or were you silent? Andre, get me some water. They're going like 2 miles an hour.
Okay.
Meghan Markle's not even breaking a sweat.
Here's what I'll say. She has like a cashmere tracksuit on.
And like, a servant fanning
yeah,
her.
Truly a servant. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. You know when you like pop on a workout and you're like, oh, here's this person who's like an absolute beast of a human being with like muscles that I didn't even know that I had.
Right, exactly.
I'm so over that person being the person telling me how to do a workout. I want someone being like, isn't this so hard? That's what I want.
Do you think that's what's going to happen here?
Yes, I kind of think so.
Do you think that they will eat bread while
I wish.
Does she love bread?
That's my kind of workout, okay? Eating a foot-long sub while we're on this hike.
And we're not splitting it, by the way.
No. We have one during and one after. Like 1 6-inch during, 1 6-inch after.
I would love to see these rich women eating a hoagie and critiquing it while hiking. Like taking a bite of like a big old sloppy blimpy's best, biting into it, yes. And then have Oprah say, was this horseradish locally sourced? Something like just something wealthy.
I'm not surprised by this at all. It's a good move for Oprah and Gail to do Peloton, in my opinion. Yeah. I'm ready to do a guest pass just to see it.
Yes, our friend Tom offered you a guest pass.
I want to see like some workout person do it? No. Yeah, you're going on a hike? Of course you are. That's all you do all day. Do I want to see Oprah and Gail go on a hike? I do. Beautiful marketing.
I don't even watch. We have a Peloton, which the colder it gets, the more I'll use it. Right now, I only use it like once a week. But when I'm on it, ever since they uploaded Netflix to the machine, I don't do the classes. I just watch Netflix.
You just watch Netflix.
And ride the bike at like in a way that wheelchairs and big wheels would soar past me, basically. That's how quick I'm going. I'm like, wow, it's been 90 minutes and I haven't even broken a sweat.
Wait, speaking of wheelchairs, did you watch the new episode of The Golden Bachelor where the women are doing like Never Have I Ever and they're eating ice cream and they go, Never No. Have I Ever been with a woman sexually? And Susan looks down at her ice cream and goes, God damn it. It just,
oh my God. A huge Susan has to be the next Bachelorette.
Legend. A legend walks among us.
Oh my God.
It's so fucking good.
Anyway,
so continuing on.
Paris Hilton is lashing out at people. Apparently she posted a picture of her baby or somebody did. Her baby truly is a baby. All babies look weird to me, but her baby looks like the aliens from Mars Attacks. She looks like Roger from American Dad, basically, is what Paris's child looks like.
Okay.
And people are being mean to her, and she's saying her baby is healthy.
I'm glad you're sitting down, because I have something to tell you. I had a head that was just as big, if not bigger, than that child when I was a baby.
Believe that. So are you saying, first of all, you are going to post pictures on the Facebook
I have page. So many pictures of me as a child that
fucking
my mom just found that I will put on the Instagram page because you will all scream bloody murder.
So when you were a baby, you looked like Roger from American Dad.
I basically look exactly the same. My head is this size now, like on a baby's body.
Oh, your head. Oh my, your mother. My God.
Yeah, I know.
That's a emergency large C-section. Item to get out of you. Jesus. Good Lord.
Emergency C-section.
Is that true? You were an emergency
C-section? Yes, correct.
Oh, my God. That's like that is the sign of someone who's going to cause trouble. You know what I mean? Like forever.
It sure is. My mom went into labor with me on Friday night, and I wasn't born until Sunday morning.
Oh, God.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, Is this why she likes your sister better, do you think?
Yeah, well, many reasons, but yes. One, it's mean, and two, like, stop, everyone. This is why she doesn't put up pictures of her baby, because you guys are mean. And three, like, you guys ain't seen nothing yet. If you think people are going to be mean to her, wait till you get a load of my baby pictures, is all I'm going to say.
Her baby's head, I really am not joking. It looks like it's shaped like Casper, the friendly ghost.
It's formed yet. She just had the baby like not even a year ago.
That baby should wear a hat.
Oh, God. She doesn't care.
I at the very least, she needs to put a fascinator on that child's head.
Yeah,
it's too distracting.
That's true. Okay, anyway, what else do you have in your list? Is that it?
John Stamos had the nerve to release an autobiography. He's talking about walking in on Tony Danza fucking his girlfriend. His girlfriend was an actress named Terry Copley, who was the most 80s person who's ever lived.
This is the thing.
Go.
Why on earth would a publishing company release his memoir when you have Jada Pinkett Smith's memoir and Britney Spears' memoir, a memoir I said was going to shift the tectonic plates of the earth, coming out? Why would you think that John Stamos, anyone would give two flying fucks about him now?
If they were smart, they should have pretended that we were supposed to give a shit, and they could have looped them together like Barbenheimer. They could have called it Spiros. And they could have released them both together and made a big deal out of it.
Spiros.
But that's the thing, Spiros. It's like Barbenheimer, and then it's Spiros. Like, you know, John Stamos walks in on Tony Danza. Britney Spears aborts a Timberlake. Like, these are with dueling headlines. They'd have the same amount of weight. We would have to, you know, pretend that the Tony Danza thing impactful as
Dominic. I disagree with you, Dominic. Sure. He should be doing it when there's a slow news week. That's what he should be doing, and then we would really care. You're not going up against Britney Spears and winning, I'm sorry to say. And then on her tail is Jada Pinkett Smith, who's rocking the world.
Yeah, published author Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
New York Times best-selling author.
Thank you for correcting me.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
I mean, guys, I feel like I'm not being as funny as I normally am, because like I don't know what the world is that's happening right now as you are listening to this.
Because of what?
I really don't know. Tomorrow, aka yesterday, if you're listening to it on Wednesday, the day it comes out, like, was the biggest day of my life. So I don't know who I am today. Does that make sense? I know we're playing with time travel.
This could be the last podcast you do, because you may not even make it to the next one.
Well, we'll have to see.
In other gay news, tickets for all performances of my holiday show are now on sale. I'm going to 7 cities this year. I am so super stoked. Chicago on December 1st, Boston on December 4th, Atlanta on December 11th, DC on December 13th, New York at the Cutting Room, of course, on December 16th, San Francisco for the first time on December 18th, and then Los Angeles on December 20th, y'all. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited about my tour. I am so excited about it. And I have not performed in some of these places in the longest fucking time. And I am so excited to see you all. You can go to my website, which is dometary.com. That'll link you to tickets. You can also get to my website from the Fixing Famous People Instagram page. We'll figure out how to do that. But please come.
Dom and listeners, like, I don't know what excuse you have. Like, if you can't get to one of these cities, I don't know. Do you live on a remote island somewhere? I don't know.
Well, is he going to Shreveport? Hey, y'all.
It's Kentwood.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Is that close to Shreveport?
I don't know.
Is that close to Chicopin Parish from Steel Magnolias?
And you obviously will see me at the New York show, and possibly some others. I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Did you just break some news?
Maybe. Know that Liz Beckhart already bought me a ticket for the Boston show and is making me go to see it with her.
She was, when the tickets went for sale a few days ago, she was the very first person in any city to buy a ticket.
Amazing. If you're not going, I don't know what you're doing. Sorry to say. And it's going to be, and know that every time that I have seen Dominic perform anything, whether that be a pride show, a holiday show, whatever, I have almost pissed my pants every single time, laughing hysterically. And it is not going to be something you want to miss.
Thank you, Christopher.
And now there's nothing else to do other than truly try to climb a mountain right now.
Welcome to What a Creep, the show with Margot Donahue and Sonia Mansfield talking about creeps from the past to the present.
This is your quick guide to the biggest creeps, jerks, and losers, the best of the worst.
Past episodes include Mark Wahlberg, Russell Simmons, Moms for Liberty, Firefest, also reality TV, creepy stand-up comedians, and historical events that will send a chill up your spine.
Get out all your rage as we call out all the sexism, racism, homophobia, transphobia, and all the other bad stuff in the world.
And then we end each episode with someone who is not a creep, so you don't end up feeling that the world is a total dumpster fire.
We're just two nice ladies who want the world to be a little less creepy.
Be sure to subscribe to the What a Creep podcast on your favorite podcast app and follow us on social media.
But don't follow us too closely, creep.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
All right, we are taking on the hardest client that we've ever taken on before. If correct or incorrect, Dominic?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of them have been a challenge, but these two are really, they're not just the most difficult, they are just the most of this actual moment, which makes it even harder.
And so because of that, I had to bring in the big guns. I am bringing in my theater professor from college. Like, we are talking about an educator. We're talking about a scholar. Like, this person is an academic. We needed that level of analysis to fix
because,
today.
Because these assholes need professional help. As much of it as they can get.
Professional help. His name is Rob W. Schneider, not to be confused with, obviously, the hot chick. He was my theater professor in college. He has done a million podcasts. The one that he's doing now is called This Was a Thing. It is a deep dive into nostalgic things from the 80s and 90s. He is hilarious and very, very learned, and I cannot wait for him to help us fix these two.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Learner, that makes me sound like an old rabbi. I love that.
Yes.
My parents are going to be felling over this. Oh my God.
How should we address you? As
Professor
Rob
Schneider?
Or...
Yes, please. Professor Schneider or Dr. Schneider would be great.
I don't
have a doctorate, but it just like leans into the role playing a little bit. So this would be great. No, call me Rob. Call me Rob.
Okay. Chris, also, I think I'm speaking for everyone who listens to the podcast when I deliver to you my utter shock that you were involved in theater. I mean, really, it just don't seem like the type of role.
It was actually not like...
Go ahead,
it was
Chris.
Actually,
go ahead. Diminish what I do for a living. Go ahead.
No, but I wasn't actually a theater student, but I took every theater class I could that was like non-acting. Like if you're not in the theater department, you can take this class. And I took every class that I could with Rob because he was the best.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let me go back and fix that old F grade for you now. Congratulations. Did you take my Theater 100 class, Chris?
Yes, I did. I took your Theater 100 class. And then there was one that we did that was online that was all about musical theater through like the ages of America.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. Yes. Very cool.
Love that.
What's funny is right when I moved here, you also moved here. And then we were both working on the same show at one point. I was working on, I believe it was, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Was it Sweeney Todd?
I think so. And Dominic, I have to tell you, there's nothing as fulfilling as a teacher being much older, realizing you're working at the same level as your student who just graduated college.
Not true at
nothing,
all.
Nothing is more fulfilling than getting your student coffee.
That was not what happened. I was a PA like working the door basically, and you were like walking around with like Josh Groban and like people, like celebrity. Wow. It wasn't like, no, Josh Groban wasn't in it. It was like
I didn't
Emma
walk
Thompson.
By Josh Groban. It was Emma Thompson and Christian Borle. If
oh, at Lincoln Center.
Yes,
at
Lincoln Center.
I saw it. It was fantastic. Really? The concert performances. I saw it.
Yes. Look
it
there. Oh, I'm so happy you liked it.
Loved.
We worked on it.
I would have loved to have seen Emma Thompson she was great, but in the full.
She was incredible.
Production,
oh, she
was really, really good, as you would expect.
And the nicest human being. Nicest human being.
She seems like she would be.
She was cool. One day I remember like all the ensemble kids were talking about where to go get lunch, and she walked up to them. She's like, "Can I come to lunch with you all too?" And they all went to Nathan's Hot Dog together and had a nice time. We don't need to fix her. Never fix her. She's perfect.
No, not at all. That's so funny. All right, but we do have two people we really need to fix. So
yes,
yeah, they need help.
Will and Jada Pinklet Smith. Now, before we chat about them, at the beginning of each of the fixings, we like to have our guest and Chris DeRosa guess the middle names of the people we're trying to fix. Let's start with Will first. Any guesses for Will's middle name?
Like, do I get an initial or do I just jump in?
No, you just guess.
We do it in stages. What's your first guess?
He feels like a Thomas. I don't know why. Like a very ordinary, plain name.
Beautiful
Thomas.
Guess. I was going
to
say.
Now, I have to ask you, does Jada allow him to keep the middle name? Or is that something she's taking
away
from?
That's question number two. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to guess James.
The first unraveling is his name is not William. It's Willard.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Stodgier middle name, Willard blank Smith the second.
Willard Scott Smith what I'm guessing.
I'm going to say Edward.
No.
Oh, Edward sounds good. Willard, Edward. That's like
this might be unguessable. I just wanted to see how fancy you would get. His middle name is Carol with two R's and two L's.
That explains a lot.
Willard
okay, good.
Carol Smith.
Okay.
Hold on.
Interesting, right?
So Will Smith's name is Willard Carol
Smith.
Willard
Carol Smith.
Oh God. Okay.
And he was born in Philadelphia, like many of the fictional characters he plays. Now, Jada Pinklet Smith, what do you think Jada's middle name is? Jada, by the way, is her actual birth name.
It's not Eve, but I want to say Eve.
That's a good guess.
That's a
like something
guess.
In that world is her middle name. Am I right, Dominic?
For some reason, I think it's like, I don't know why, I'm going to say it's like a French name. I don't think it's, I think they gave her like some like exotic French name.
Like Joie.
Like Joie or France.
That's just what she uses to order her tea.
Francois?
It's assuming it's pronounced Corin. K-O-R-E-N.
Corin.
Oh.
Jada Corin.
Carol and Corin.
Yeah. I wonder if. I wish the E was silent and that it was Corn. Jada Corn.
Jada Corn Pinklet.
Maybe that's how she pronounced it. And she's like, oh no, the E is silent. It's Corn.
I'm praying that's true. Her real, what's the word? Maiden. Before she changed it to Pinklet, her last name was Roland. Jada Roland. So she was Jada Corin Roland.
Jada Corin Roland. That's a lot of N's in that one.
Yeah, that's like onomatopoeia or whatever it is.
She's the original Miss Baltimore Krabs. Good for her. Okay.
I mean, okay. So usually this is where we start to be like, where did we first like come across them? Like, where we first remember them? We don't have time to do that.
They've been in our lives for such a long time. Yes, we don't need to.
They
do
have been celebrities our entire lives. Like, and for real.
They've never, even when they're not working on something, they're never too far from us and from our conscious, because Jada Pinkett Smith will not let you forget that she and Will Smith exist. She is very good at making sure that we know that they are still around, even if they're not working, even if they've gone on vacation, even if she has to take a dump. We know every single move that these people make.
And that is by their own choosing.
100%.
Yes, there's no such thing as discretion or privacy in this particular home.
Will Smith has been on our list of people to fix for obvious reasons since we started this podcast, and we just never got around to it. But once Jada released her autobiography, Worthy, we thought that it was just time to do a two-for-one with this family.
God bless.
The funniest part was we already had this episode slated to just fix Will Smith before even knowing that Jada was about to do what she has done recently. And so we messaged you and said, can we add Jada to this? And now, sadly, I think Jada's going to take over the entire episode.
But I think, unfortunately, you can't talk about him without her.
Exactly.
That's the big conundrum that we have here.
All right, so I'm going to encapsulate like 20 years into like two sentences. They're huge celebrities. They are beyond A-list. He's been in 9 million movies. For a long time, he was like, every summer blockbuster was, he was the lead. He made bajillions of dollars, etc.
They renamed July 4th Big Willie Weekend for many years because he would always have a movie coming out on July 4th.
And that's also a name on Fire Island, by the way. Big Willie Weekend. Come over to Cherry Grove. Correct.
Yeah, Dominic knows all about it. Don't you worry about that.
From what I'm told, I was there for several decades. Go on, Chris.
And very quickly, don't forget how many glass ceilings this man broke.
Yes.
I mean, when you say this, when you say someone's a trailblazer, I think he fits that definition perfectly. And now he's getting obstructed by his wife. Never mind. Go ahead. You keep talking. I'm sorry.
No, you can give the flowers here. I mean, we'll give them to her too. You know,
trailblazer, especially a black man in roles that like a black man would never normally play. Correct.
He was the number one box office star in a time when studios were like, we don't want a black person leading a movie, you know, unless it was like, so I mean, plus the fact he conquered just about every single medium. I hate that this is what we have to talk about today, because there's such a great legacy. And I think all we're going to remember from this guy 40, 50 years from now, remember the guy who had the crazy wife that slapped somebody on TV?
Yes.
And that's what he's being boiled down to.
Yes. In some ways, having Jada pull this stunt is good, because I think no matter what, people would have first remembered him for the smack heard around the world. I will now, when I think of him, think of that second and think of Jada first. Like, I'll think of
honestly.
They are now fused forever. And you're right. So, it will overshadow any memory of his winning an Oscar and turning in other really good performances as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
But right, not Chris, Aladdin. But I don't include Aladdin in that.
No,
go
we
on.
Don't include Aladdin or Wild you. Wild West. Those thank two you. Are just, they never happened.
Thank you.
So Will's a humongous star. Jada was in The Matrix Reloaded.
True.
Not to slam her.
I need to give a flower to Jada Pinkett Smith. When she was in, she was in Gotham for a minute playing, I think the villain's name was Fish. And she was so incredibly fierce in the role. I don't know why her character was cut short like a third of the way through the series. She should have stayed on. The show would probably still be
Dominic,
on.
Dominic, I know why. Because she's probably being fucking insane on set.
What do you think?
Like, we need to get her out of here.
She was dragging Will behind her on a leash and they said no. They were like, no pets on set. How dare you?
She
you cannot bring your Fresh
the-
Prince on set.
So she gets a show called The Red Table Talk on Facebook Watch, which is no
she
longer around.
She gets a show. She created it.
Sure. Yeah. The only thing propping up Facebook Watch for a very long time. And as you said it in a previous episode, Dominic, it's called Jada Pinkett Smith Talks About Her Life. And like...
Red Table, literally translated into Latin, means Jada Pinkett Smith.
She's talking again. Latin.
So,
Red Table.
So... She has like every big celebrity that like has a big drama like coming on. Like she's basically like redoing like Diane Sawyer interviews. Do you know what I mean? Like instead of Diane Sawyer interviewing someone, she gets them to come on the Red Table Talk. We all remember when Jordan Woods, best friend of Kylie Jenner, was then like seen sitting on Tristan Thompson's lap, and then she gets excommunicated from the friend group and she goes on the Red Table Talk to like tell her side of the story, et cetera, et cetera. That's right. The kind of the show this is.
Because when you're a normal person and you're injured, you go to the hospital. When you are a Hollywood person and you are emotionally injured, you call Jada Pinkett Smith and you go to the Red Table.
And her mom and Willow.
Right.
And so then comes, where I want to start with this is the entanglement. Because that's where I think we first saw who we're dealing with and we all just decided to like,
you know,
look away. It comes out that not by them, but some guy that Jada had an affair with, he basically blows the whistle on their affair. It's national news. Everyone's talking about it. She describes it as an entanglement.
Right.
And that word explodes on the internet. It becomes a meme. It becomes a joke. It becomes everything. Everyone says the word entanglement. And she ends up sitting down at the Red Table with Willard Carroll, her husband. And they like have this real conversation about their relationship and like what happened. And
is entanglement the word being used? Because cuckold, most people don't know that one.
Ooh, but I love it.
Yeah, she wasn't going to say that on the Red Table Talk.
She didn't say it?
No.
Where'd she get the Red Table? Is it like an IKEA table? Like where'd she get
it? Really was like an IKEA table, but they just painted it red, I think.
Like there are legitimately celebrities who find themselves in the toilet, and rather than calling us, they go to Jada Pinkett Smith's house. Do you think everyone she gave advice to is sitting home going, I got advice from this person?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. If they still even have a home at this point. That's a good SNL sketch. Advice from Jada Pinkett Smith. And everything just goes awry.
Jada Pinkett Smith giving advice. She just brings it back around to her. That's what all of the episodes are about.
Okay, wait, guys. Okay, yeah. I'm looking at this Vulture article called Irreversible Entanglements, A Timeline of Will and Jada's Bad Marriage.
Thank God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank God.
So August Alsina is the guy who is the entanglement.
Right.
He has a remix to Kalani's song called Nunya. And in the video for the remix, he's texting someone named Corin, which is Jada's middle name.
Oh.
Little did we know that the middle name was going to come into play so much. So that's kind of like how people start to see that they think that they're together.
Wow.
Wow.
Wowie. Wow. Oh, I love that we just talked about it.
Guys, it's in 2020 that the entanglement happens. It feels like that was 900 years ago.
Oh my God, that's so recent.
It was July 2nd, 2020. So, the now infamous Red Table Talk occurs. Jada confirms that she had a relationship with August, but denies that Will ever gave his blessing, claiming the two were separated at the time.
So they're fucking. They're fucking. And what she's saying is that Will didn't know about it?
No, what she's saying is that they were separated, but what she didn't say at the time is that they'd been separated since then and long before.
Ah, okay.
That's basically what it is. So she didn't lie when she said that they were separated at the time. They were also still separated when everyone found out about it.
So instead of taking this
time to
be like...
Your first date was a separation.
Yes.
They've been separated for quite some time.
Yes.
So the Red Table Talk happens with Will. They like seemingly bare their souls and say like, we were separated. We were having trouble. I then was with this person. And Will like doesn't say like, yeah, it was fine. He's like upset. Like it just seems very strange. The whole thing, like no one knew how to take it. That's, I think, the biggest takeaway of it. It wasn't like they were like, no, we'll just tell this story so now the public knows it. They were like clearly going through something while this was happening.
Do you think she told him before they started filming, hey, just so you know, this is what I'm going to be saying? Or was it like, I'm just going to, like, is it Jerry Springer and I'm just going to surprise you on air?
No, I think that people, I think he knew, because I think that people had figured it out already that they were together, that him and her, she had the entanglement. And then that's when the entanglement word is used.
Right.
And he's like, an entanglement. Like, she's already trying to like use different words to like skirt around the fact that she had an affair.
She fucked somebody else.
Yeah. And I think it's sad because looking back now, she's protecting them from being separated. And so it's like all of this that we like went through, this whole roller coaster with her and him and who knew what and when was what and the timeline and the this and the entangled, the words and the were we together? What was the rules? Like, we went through that whole roller coaster with them and all of that was just like a big lie.
It was all bullshit. Right.
Yeah. Like to save their image.
She controls him electronically is what I believe was a chip in his brain, because everything I believe that all of it, everything that's happened like in the past 5 years has been orchestrated by Jada Pinkett Smith. And I believe they weren't honest after the August Alsina affair because she knew that there was going to be a book, because you'll make a lot of money in a lump with a book. And she knew that this, that the book would be where she would tell the full truth. What she didn't know was that a year and a half after the August Alsina affair became public, she did not know that Chris Rock was going to make fun of her on international television. And so she just decided to really just to raise the stakes. And if you look at her very carefully, if you zoom into her on the Academy Awards, you can see her mouth to Will, kill him. And that is when Will, just like a robot, gets up and smacks Chris Rock.
You are like, you think that she's like Westworlding him, maybe.
Kill him.
Like, he's just like
a- Listen to me, though. In all seriousness, though, watch it back. When Will sits down after the smack, she's sitting there like a Bond villain with one eyebrow raised. Like, she's just yes. like, like, there, she didn't react at all. I know in her book she's trying to say
Dominic,
that
she couldn't see what happened. Her contact fell out. It got in an entanglement with the carpet. She like got, you know, someone stood up. There was a fire. Like a
what
curtain
could have,
fell.
Like what? It is so ridiculous that he pops up out of his seat unscheduled and she's not looking directly at him thinking what the fuck is going on.
And Chris Rock has just insulted her. She's giving him a death glare. All she's yes. looking at is that stage.
Kill him.
That's all she's looking
it's
at.
It's like, it's literally like in Westworld in the last season when it's like, and like all the people like turn and like go to try to
it
kill
is.
Someone. Like,
she is Westworld. She is fucking, what's her name? Who the hell was
Tessa,
the lead?
Tessa
Evan
Thompson.
Rachel Wood. Oh, she is yes. Tessa Thompson. Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think he allows it? Why do you think he goes, oh yeah, fine, this is what the marriage is going to be, and this is
well,
great.
You want to talk to me on public television?
Yeah, why?
Well, why don't we start with, his middle name is Carol. So we're dealing with a sensitive person, all right? An easily controllable, I believe that any man with the middle name Carol is also as whipped as Willard Carroll Smith II. Go on, Chris, I'm sorry.
No, well, we're like, it's extra infuriating to hear all the things we're hearing now, because we're like, you know, we just like walked right into the slap heard around the world. But like, it was a humongous moment in history, like as far as like for pop culture history, like that was huge. And it happened because she got upset that a joke was made about, and like, rightfully so, was upset. It was a mean joke. Got upset about something. And then he went to go defend her honor. Meanwhile, they're not even together. And he has careened his career into the gutter because of it.
I'm going to tell you what I found so surprising about this, because I grew up in Los Angeles. There's a lot of stuff about him that I'm wondering if it'll ever come out. And I'm using those words very specifically. And I'm
Rob, I'm so sorry. To quote Wendy Williams, we're just trying to still be convinced that he's into her, if you know what I mean. And I think that you do.
And she
how
said
you doing,
that?
Will Smith?
Did she say that?
No, she said it about Shawn Mendes, but still.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Anyway.
But it applies. It applies. It applies.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Wouldn't it be more allegedly if we tried?
And I'm wondering if that, there's something about this image of staying married to her that is, it, there's something more at stake than just a simple marriage.
Well, and even if sexuality aside, like, they are a
power
couple.
I wasn't talking about sexuality. Yes. I was saying he's a vegetarian and she's not.
No, when this I said is he her Kardashian moment. She's the matriarch of an empire. That's what it is.
And it is. And never forget, like, their kids both have careers, like, in the industry. And, like, it really is one of those things that, like, the ship is too big to fail. You know what I mean? Like if they would get divorced, what does that mean for their careers? What does that mean for the kids' careers? What does that mean for, like, if they're not together, what does that mean?
I think the question is, what does it mean for her career?
Yeah, well.
Correct.
I think he's
Matrix
fine.
Reloaded. Like,
I think he's absolutely fine. He goes off being brilliant like he always has been.
Yes.
And probably gets a lot more praise and applause for actually standing up for himself.
No, but they are looked at as like a success story, in my opinion. Up until 2 weeks ago, they were looked at as like, this is a couple that's a power couple. They are like, they've like made it work through all of the trials and tribulations. Like, they are like, they're like the pinnacle of what marriage should be. Do you know what I mean? That you're partners and you're this and you defend each other and you, I don't know. I feel that people up until the absolute ridiculousness that has happened recently, that is what their image was too.
Right, but it is utterly, and it was a lot, you know what I mean? Like, it was just,
the whole thing was,
there were lies of omission. There were bold-faced lies. And at the end of the day, these people don't owe us an explanation about anything. The problem is that they have force-fed it to us. So now they need to make sure that it's accurate. Otherwise, they end up on Fixing Famous People. But really, it was a pop culture betrayal in the way that when Paula Deen was like, I have had diabetes for several years. We're like, excuse me? How dare you? Like, how did you, my husband has clogged arteries because of you. My grandchildren are obese because of you.
Like, there's a butter shortage in America because of you.
You are just going to casually go on the Today Show and be like, hey, y'all, I'm a diabetic. So here's a way to make a low sugar pound cake. Just like, no. That's exactly the same noise I made when Jada was like, well, turns out we've been separated like this whole time during the affair when he smacked Chris Rock. Jada, no. You don't get to just casually leave that there like it's a coffee table book. Even though it quite literally is a coffee table book, right? Worthy, it's a coffee table book.
I'm just thinking about the coffee table book now, because I also want it to be either like a pop up or a scratch and sniff, just so the kids can also play.
Oh yes,
you know. No, what I was going to say is like what Dominic was referring to, which is at first I thought, oh, this feels kind of like, I don't know, this is a private matter, and then I'm like, fuck it, they have invited us in. All they want us to do is look at them. So we have every right now to turn around and go, this is what I don't think works in your relationship. You've made it public.
Yeah. And on the Red Table Talk, not to bring it back there, but like the whole marketing and the crux of the Red Table Talk was like them getting real and like telling the real hard truths of like people's lives. And like when someone comes on, they're going to expose these things that like no one wants to hear, but they need to. Like the whole point of Red Table Talk was to like come there to like expel your demons and like, you know, give your confession. And then for her to be lying to our faces the entire time she's doing that.
You know who,
like,
she is?
She's never going to come back from this.
She's literally Scientologist.
You think she's never? I feel like she has vaulted herself.
They're Scientologists.
Jada Pinkett Smith is Scientology. Which is like,
for real?
I think what I mean by that is, I think she like lures people in, gets all their secrets, holds them on for power, and then uses it to her advantage.
No,
Chris,
and
is
remember,
that why you're
Dominic,
mad at her?
Remember
because
their
school? She knows where Shelly is. Is that why you're mad at her?
Remember the school?
I think she knows exactly where Shelly is. Do you ever notice that they never pan back on that red table? Underneath it is Shelly Miscavige.
Yes, she is all four legs of that table.
She is all four legs of that table.
One thing, she's all for like you guys are.
She's
horrible.
A cult leader.
She,
Jada, not Shelly. Shelly's very nice.
But this is the thing.
She's my roommate.
There she is. You're going to need a new tagline.
Are people looking for her?
just the listeners of this podcast.
Just me. but this, remember their school that they did? This was like a thing that was on in the press a little bit back in the day. They had this like school that they were funding and there's kids were like learning stuff in the school and people were saying that it was like Scientology adjacent, that they like might have been in Scientology because it was like the things that kids learned at the school was like not real and it wasn't it wasn't like K-12 education in America. Like it wasn't like above board.
And what was the result of that? An Instagram apology?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
A Red Table Talk series?
Probably.
A lot of paperback book covers made for Dianetics. Yeah. That ended up being the end result of that one.
No, but that's the thing is that truly like, it's like your whole brand is that you're like real and that you like tell us all, like you're upfront about stuff. And then to know that you were lying to our faces the whole time is like, that's hard to get around. And I think that's why all these things that are coming out now, like where she's like, we've been separated forever. None of the things that we were upset for you about made sense. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
So that's what I think people are latching onto the most with this story is that like, you have brought us on a roller coaster.
You've betrayed us.
In your relationship. And the whole time you could have just told us, we were separated, guys. Guys, we've been separated for a long time.
Yeah,
you
could have told us 5 years ago. It feels like a sham. The whole
you've done
like a sham.
All of this to get press. Oh, press for the Red Table Talk. Press for your book. You've made your husband like go ruin his career because he was defending your honor.
Right. So you agree with me that she literally whispered, "Kill him," about Chris Rock.
Sure.
Kill him, Willard. Kill
Willard Carroll.
That's what he hears. She does it telepathically. She doesn't actually have to move.
Oh, absolutely.
Her lips. You just see her
she just
squint.
Like lifted a finger like this.
And then Willard, it's like, kill Chris Rock on internationally live television.
So my question is, if I were them, how do you get people to trust you again? Because they went out there, they said we are celebrities that are no different, that are different than from many other celebrities. We are open and honest, and we're going to expose everything on our relationship for you.
Oh, they were open, all right.
Hi-yo!
And then it's a lie. So, like, how do you earn back our trust? And like I said, if this was any other couple, I'd be like, it's none of our fucking business. But they welcomed us into every fucking crevice of their relationship.
They're begging for it. They want this. She wants this. She wants to be I mean, she probably wants to be on podcasts that are more popular than ours, though I think at this point we're number 37 in the world. Am I right, Chris, about that? She expected this. She's done so many interviews about this book that I feel like I've read it from cover to cover and I've not even opened it or seen it.
Did you see SNL this past weekend?
Yes.
They
Ego Woden
her.
Did.
Oh
my God. It was
brilliantly.
So funny.
Brilliantly.
She posted some of it on her Instagram today. It was great.
And so here's the thing. You are right. The trust is broken. Like that's the problem. Mm-hmm. The trust is broken. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing. No one's talking about the slap. Yes, we recapped it on this podcast, but like now everyone feels bad for Will Smith. So Jada doing this actually, in my opinion, has kind of fixed Will Smith.
Maybe she just is taking up. She was like, you know what? And the only way people are going to respect Will again is if I seem like a bigger asshole than he did for hitting someone.
Too little, too late, man.
And like, I'm just going to take a humongous shit on his face and then see what happens. Yeah. Maybe he'll be better. Like, maybe it'll work.
Kill
I want to find out in the book that she had an affair with Chris Rock, that she became entangled with Chris Rock.
Well, he That's did really hit on her after he knew that Will and Jada had broken up. Apparently he did ask Jada out. She says that in the book.
Stay away, Chris. Stay away.
When we were setting out to do this episode, we were going to talk about the slap. We were going to talk about Will Smith. Like it was so, I mean, that rocked us, you know, that when he did that, it rocked us. Now that
you watched someone assault someone on live television and then not only win an award later on, But everybody just sat there and allowed it to happen. It was so disgusting on so many different levels.
And it was still better than when James Franco and Anne Hathaway hosted, honestly.
Oh, God, yes.
Now, honestly, I would rather Will Smith beat and kill people on television than have to go through that again.
Oh, absolutely. Love them both, the big mistake. 110%. Actually, you want to fix him? He and Chris Rock should host the Oscars next year. Put them up together.
Oh, my God.
Will Smith is not allowed back. He's banned until, like, 2032. Oh, really? It's a 10-year ban from the ceremony.
Yeah, he's banned until he makes a movie. And that's really successful, then suddenly the ban gets loosened.
Because people will petition the Academy.
Not to be cynical.
No, because and they'll make a big deal out of it, and people will petition the Academy. Meghan Markle will release an Instagram video begging the Academy to let Will Smith attend.
You
and
said
then they
Meghan
will.
Markle, and I thought Angela Merkel. And I was like, why is she getting involved?
I mean, same.
They would appear to... Wait, have we ever even seen them in the same room together?
Dominic.
No.
To know that they were separated for so long. And I remember, like, even in college, people saying, like, they have an open relationship.
Yes.
And that they can just do whatever they want. And she's like, they've dispelled that rumor like 900 million times. And like every time it just like comes back harder.
And what an open relationship in terms of like he can do what he wants, she can do what she wants?
Yes.
Or is it like she can do what she wants and maybe he can if she feels generous?
Sure. And like, sadly, like, that's the thing is like when the entanglement happened, everyone was like, well, don't you guys have an open relationship? Like, who cares about this? And they were like, no, what? Oh, like it became
why
a
are
whole...
you lying to us?
Yeah.
Why have you brought us in to lie to us? Now also, everybody feels betrayed.
I thought like she was gay too. That was the biggest surprise of all, was that her affair was with a man. That's what I found so hard to believe. I was certain.
Maybe yeah. She likes both.
And I think too, it's like they came up in the time when like the PR machine was like,
yes,
it's like very outdated now, but like when they came up, that the PR machine was very much like, you're together and you're a power couple and that will make you guys great because you're going to be together and you're going to be like,
and they were young and pretty and versatile. And...
Yes. And that became like a huge vehicle for them to ride on. And not that they didn't earn that, but like we're like so out over our skis now because of that. Does that make sense?
It does. And by the way, while we're talking about them having been young and pretty, I would just like to be fair and say that I think they are both still gorgeous. And
yes.
I would
yes.
have sex with either of them or both at the same time
yes.
or whenever it was handy. I should reveal on this podcast, I have had sex with Will Smith.
How was it?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that version of the lie yet. I'm just trying to make a headline here, Rob.
Great. Let's get you on a red
get
table.
Get sued in the process if possible.
He allegedly.
I want Willard Carroll Smith II versus fixing famous people in court.
I can't.
But this is the thing. By the way, too much fanfare last year or maybe 2 years ago. I think it was right before the slap. He released his own autobiography and it was like a very big deal at the time. And he didn't say shit about this in it.
And if he did, there weren't headlines every 5 seconds about it.
He didn't.
She probably told
him,
don't save it for my book.
She probably did.
Yeah.
Kill him. Kill Chris Rock.
Wait. And then, honey, Rob,
take
we talked
the paragraph about,
this. About
our relationship out of your autobiography.
Boom.
Remove my name from the index.
I picture her like reading the book and editing it while she's like straddling August.
God.
That's how I'm picturing this going down. There's a lot of going down, but that's the one I'm picturing. Well, and may I also say very quickly, if you looked at the Sunday New York Times this week, she, in the arts and leisure section, had the front page above the truck, front page, full color, Jada Pinkett Smith, and on the back was John Stamos talking about the fact that he was a victim of sexual assault as a kid.
Wait, like, you're serious about the John Stamos thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I brought him up as a joke. I can't believe that he was in the Times. I mean, that's a very serious issue, but I don't know.
Where do you put your weight? Like, yeah. Where do you put your weight? You're going to go, oh, we're going to give it to her. That I can't get over. She's a liar.
Now, Jada Pinkett Smith and John Stamos, do you think, which part of the Times do you think they were considered arts or leisure? discuss.
Neither art.
So stupid. I'm sorry. I'm so stupid today. I apologize.
I love that. God. Can we put them in style? No,
absolutely. Well, they arts or leisure, because since she treats her husband like a doormat, it could have really been either.
Either. Yeah, it's a toss up.
She takes her wedding vows at leisure. So there we go. That's how we'll put it in.
We joked about this earlier, Rob, but we were talking about how randomly Meryl Streep was like, oh, yeah, like what Jade is doing. I have been doing that for like the last 7 years. I just like didn't tell anybody.
Like, I was like, I never even met my husband.
Yeah.
Here's how it looks to be separated for 6 years without writing a book about it.
Yeah. Or doing anything, like doing I'm deigning to do this people.com article that you're making me do so that you can put it on your Instagram, which is mine and Dominic's main news source, people.com's Instagram. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, we're having to hold a gun to her head for her to say this, let alone Jada's like doing a Red Table Talk right now talking about it.
Do you think
Jada's in Times Square right now handing out flyers next to the guy with CDs being like, buy the book.
Not to go off topic, but I am fantasizing that by week's end, Meryl Streep's husband gives an interview in which he claims that they're splitting up because Meryl Streep will not stop doing accents around the house.
Oh, yes. That's what caused it. Yes.
No, what Jada should do is have him on the red table. She should brush that red
she
table.
Does.
Out.
She should have both of them on and try to heal their relationship and just turn it into an open relationship with entanglements and separations, and where the husband finds out what his role in the wife's life is by reading the wife's book. Ooh, because he read the book and was apparently shocked by many of the things that were in it, such as that he's still legally married to Jada Pinkett Smith.
This poor
oh
man.
God. This well, I mean, we could go on forever, but should we?
Yeah, let's fix these right bastards.
Okay. Rob, this is the time in the show where Dominic and I pitch our ideas of how Will and Jada are going to get out of this. Right. And amazing. Then you are going to choose who you think did the better job.
Amazing. Now I have a quick question. During your pitch, can I ask questions or do I keep all questions until the end of the pitch?
Oh, please ask questions.
Whatever you want. We prefer till the end of the pitch, sure, but like if you need to, do it and we'll
speak. No. I'm going to take copious notes. I'm a professor. Okay. I know
that
what to
means
do.
Chris prefers that you wait to the end of the pitch. I'm a more casual pitcher. So I never know what the pitch is going to be until I'm actually saying it, I prefer to be interrupted so I can then think, what the fuck am I saying?
And this is fixing them as a couple or as separate individuals?
I guess you'll have to wait until you see the pitch.
Whatever you think is the best fix.
Now I need a 30-minute break.
I'm very happy to be a representative of Red Table Productions, and we're very excited to hear how you'd love to fix this lovely couple.
You'd
over
be
here.
The first like actual representation that we've ever contacted on this show. Okay,
they're
here we go.
Poor publicists. They're poor publicists. Can you imagine?
I mean,
20 years ago, so excited.
No,
I'm representing Will and Jada, now, oh God.
But you know what? It's fine because they don't give a fuck. They don't even care. They're like, she's like, Jada's like, whatever the fuck. I don't care. I'll go do some interview and say that my whole life is a lie. Like, they're actually fine. The publicists are like, okay, go ahead. Do whatever you want.
I see. I think Will cares. I actually think Will gives a shit. And
I think he does too. I feel so bad for him in this situation. I really do.
He's been a celebrity his entire life. He'll be okay.
Kill him.
Okay. I just wanted him to sit down and then get like a little doggy treat afterwards.
Well, here you go. Well, speaking of doggy treat, here comes my pitch.
Okay.
Beat Jessica Chastain with your Oscar. Kill Chris Rock.
No, I mean, it's literally never going to get old. We've just created a new thing on this show.
It's so good.
I know it right now. We're going to do this every episode about the dumbest shit. Okay, I'm really pitching now, guys. I'm really pitching. We're off the fucking rails.
Go.
Okay, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. I am not separating you because you two are in this motherfucking together. You've been in it this long. You're going to continue to be in it this long. Here.
I like that attitude.
You are going to have an art exhibit.
What?
Where you explain to the world that everything that you've been doing in the last 10 years has been performance art. You are going to be at either the Whitney, the MoMA, the, what's the one in LA? The LACMA. Yeah. One of those like modern art museums. And you're going to pull like a, whatever the fuck her name was, the artist is present, where she sat there for like a minute for like all day. And like, you had 1 minute to like stare into her eyes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They're going to pull one of those where they're going to just, I don't know what the actual art exhibit is, but they're just going to be losing their minds together in a room. And that's either them sitting on the couch talking, them doing monologues, or doing like a two-person scene together. They're just going to be in a big room and they're just going to be living their lives. And they are going to allow us all into their lives in a way we never have been able to do it. Oh, you guys think that you know everything about our relationship? We're living in the LACMA. We're living in the Whitney for the next year in this room with a shower, a toilet, and a bed and a TV. And like a kitchen, like we'll just get our meals delivered to us. Come see how we live. Wow. And you're going to go into these rooms and just watch them as long as you want and as long as the museum is open. And they are going to get so much fucking press from this. And the only way to explain away all of the lies and all of the deception that they have done to us is by saying that it was all for art. And that is my pitch.
Wow.
Thank you, Chris. I think that's very clear.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there going to be I'm just asking for Jada. Are they allowed to have any sort of special guests pop in every once in a while?
Well, maybe someone, if they like someone enough from the audience, they might be brought into the show. Audience participation.
Okay. Thank you. I know she'll love that. Wonderful. Thanks, Chris. Dominic?
If Benedict Cumberbatch wins for Power of the Dog, kill him backstage and take the award. Kill
Dominic.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh.
Wilhelmina Carroll and Jada Corin Pinklet Smith. As I'm saying these words, I'm not sure which of the many ideas I have to fix you I want to use. I love Chris's idea, by the way. I
knew I threw you for a loop.
Yeah, you did. You really did. Because
it's out of my usual
shit. No, you know, I initially, and I'm sure Chris goes through this as well because of what we do for a living, I always will think of a reality show first,
Of course.
It wasn't sitting with me right for them because it's almost like they're better than that. Like he's an Oscar.
And we're on a reality show with them right now. It's just called
This
People
Is
That
It, right?
Instagram.
This is lead up. So it's got to be so much grander. I feel like different circumstances, but when Whitney and Bobby did their reality show, it wasn't just because of the state that Whitney was in. I was more like, why are you doing this? Like you are Barbara Streisand. You are Tina Turner. Like you don't do this. You're Celine Dion for fuck's sake. Stop doing that, Whitney. Good Lord. And I should say she's better than all of those people, I might add. They're her is what I'm saying. She's also deceased. I'm sorry for some people hearing that for the first time. Trigger warning. Some of the people we talk about are dead. Kill him.
Dominic,
did I take pills today?
I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm leaving all of this in.
I wanted to do a reality show, but I thought of Whitney and Bobby. I'm like, they're better than this. They arrive better than this. So then I'm thinking, every account that she has told, there are so many stories of their life that could be. Not a miniseries. You could do like a 6-season full streaming yeah. series just called The Pinklets. And it would just, it could be their origin story. Like, I mean, they've been married for 20 years. They've been pulling shit like this for a very long time. And then I felt like that wasn't even big enough. And so what I want is for, I want the Pinklet Smith brand. I need it to be more like Goop, but bigger than Goop. I need it to be, I need them to have their own network. I need them to be, not just have Red Table Talk, where we hear about her life. Like, the Red Table Talk would be what we watch from 7 to 9 every morning. Like, don't start your day until you've seen my pap smear, what I pooped out this morning, my day planner for the day, and whatever the fuck my mother thinks she's going to say here too. I mean, Jada's mother, mom, not you. Would never speak about you like that. And he can appear in a lot of the TV and film projects from this network, but he would also, and he could also be seen restocking Crafty in the morning while Jada is doing her morning show. But it's sort of like they're building themselves up. They're like a very, very right now fucked up Chip and Joanna Gaines. That's how I'm looking at them. So given Will Smith's reputation, I guess the name of their network would be Fagnolia, right? Do you think we would do that?
Oh my God, Dominic!
I kid. Post-trigger warning, I'm going to say the word fag. spoiler alert, I am one. So I can say whatever I want. Kill him. And that's my pitch, is that the Smiths get, they just launch a fucking network slash lifestyle brand. Are Will and Jada necessarily a good example? Are they inspirational? Are they aspirational? I'm going to say no to some of those things. He is an Oscar winner. She is an attention whore. So they both
above A-list celebrities. Like, it doesn't matter what they do. We're going to pay attention.
I never pictured her on his level until the past 3 weeks. I want to be completely honest. As far as A-list celebrities go,
we saw the power she wielded.
Yeah. Like, I never, until this book came out and she just started talking about the puppeteering, kill him. I swear to you, I always considered her like a B-minus celebrity and he was A+.
No, well, sure. They are tied together. She was always seen as like revered because she was his wife, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're like
not because of her career at all, but like because of who.
No,
who she was.
I mean, they're the Pinklets now. I mean, they now have so much scandal attached, plus an Oscar. They are like,
she's Rita Wilson, okay?
They're Kimye, they're Bay and Jay. They are, you know, dare I say, Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid from back in the day. It's all the Raid. Same. It's all Raid. It's all the same.
They're Justin Timberlake and Helen Hunt.
Did they date?
No. I misread something on the internet because I didn't have my glasses on one day and he bought her house and I thought that they dated and I fell off my chair. I had to be revived with
They both deserved each other. I hope that happens. She's talented. He's talented. They seem like nice people from the aughts.
Well, the way they're aging, they have the same face at this point. So it would be cute if they got together.
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
Ooh!
Boom.
Except at the escrow signing, but that's
okay. Okay, well, Rob, you have a decision to make.
I do, and I think I've made my decision, and these are both really wonderful, wonderful ideas. I see them as a problem, and I'm looking for whatever we can do to contain the problem. And I think locking them away
in a museum
for a year, I think is the best way to contain this problem. So, and now Dominic Fagnolia is fantastic because there's a lot of other celebrities that I think we can get onto this particular network. But libel does not allow me to say them.
A lot of those people know where Shelley is too.
Yeah.
And they all know where Shelley is.
They sure do.
I'm picking yours because it contains them. It contains them.
Hysterical. I needed a win desperately. So thank you.
Christopher, congratulations. Yeah. Well deserved. Oh, God. Well deserved.
I did like what I would assume you would do. I actually took a page out of your book, Dominic.
That's so funny. Oh, I would. Yes. I know. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a great idea.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to go. I will not see this. I know that you will, though, on opening night and tell me how it goes.
Oh, I'll be lined up.
You have great ideas. Oh, I'm not going to see it. Are you kidding? I'm not going.
Chris
to
will
thing.
Take pictures for all of us.
I'll don't worry, guys. I'll take the bullet for both of you.
Pinklet Smiths, you're welcome.
Don't stare at her in the eyes too long.
Yeah, I'll be under the control too. Then
you'll turn gay. Follow Javier Bardem to the men's room and fellate him.
Okay.
Then kill him.
Well. I don't know if we fixed anyone, but we tried.
We contained the problem. Thank you for containing the problem.
Rob, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for trying to attack this behemoth with us. Tell everyone where they can find you.
First of all, I'm honored. Thank you both for having me. You can find me, Instagram, Rob W. Schneider. Jada, I'm waiting for you to hit me up. And and then on Grindr, that's for Will, you can just find me. or my podcast, This Was a Thing, the Retro Podcast. I hope you listen. I hope you enjoy.
Dominic, where can people find you?
You can find me at my website, which is domentary.com, or you can find me on the socials at Dominic Pupa. At both places, you can find tickets to all the performances for my holiday show this December. And Chris, as always, the last question. Oh, no, actually, it's the second to last question of the podcast, known as the penultimate question. Where can the listeners of this podcast find you?
You guys can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. Write a review and let us know who you want us to fix next. Or send us a DM. A lot of people have been doing that lately. I wish you both well. And as always, where's Shelley? Goodbye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.